Campbell treasured his friendship with Jobs, and he didn't want to have any fiduciary duty to violate his privacy, so he offered to step down as a director. "The privacy side is so important to me," he later said. "He's been my friend for about 1 million years. The lawyers eventually determined that Campbell didn't need to resign from the board, but that he should step aside as co-lead director. He was replaced in that role by Andrea Young of Avon. The SEC investigation ended up going nowhere, and the board circled the wagons to protect Jobs from calls that he release more information. "The press wanted us to blurt out more personal details," recalled Al Gore. "It was really up to Steve to go beyond what the law requires, but he was adamant that he didn't want his privacy invaded. His wishes should be respected." When I asked Gore whether the board should have been more forthcoming at the beginning of 2009, when Jobs's health issues were far worse than shareholders were led to believe, he replied, "We hired outside counsel to do a review of what the law required and what the best practices were, and we handled it all by the book. I sound defensive, but the criticism really pissed me off."